This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, good evening. Welcome. Hope you had a very happy, safe 4th of July holiday. And welcome to the John Whitmer Show, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Thrilled to have you with us this evening here at your local liberal resistance headquarters, where we proudly champion the conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. Thrilled to have you with us this evening. If you'd like to call in, our studio lines are open. You can reach us at 316-869-1330, by email at john@knssradio.com, on Facebook and True Social at The John Whitmer Show, and on X at John R. Whitmer. Reach out. Would love to hear from you. A quick programming note. I am filling in all next week on the morning show on Steve and Ted, the morning show here at KNSS. Steve McIntosh is taking a very well-deserved week off, so I'll be back here. I better get some good sleep tonight, because I will be up bright-eyed and bushy-tailed at 4 in the morning tomorrow, so I'll be on the air tomorrow morning and every morning next week at 6, joining Ted Woodward. So tune in. All next week we'll be bringing you a little more at the morning show, but we have a great show planned for you tonight. Akash Kugel, Vice President of Americans for Prosperity, will join us to share the results of a stunning new survey of 80,000 small businesses that shows 49% of American small businesses believe they are unlikely to survive another 4 years of Biden's devastating economic policies. Of course, for that matter, I'm not entirely sure Joe Biden can survive another 4 years of Biden's policies. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach will be with us to discuss how his office won a preliminary injunction this week halting the implementation of Biden's Title IX transgender regulations. Former Kansas Livestock Association President Sean Tiffany will be with us to tell us why he is running in the Republican primary for Kansas's 2nd Congressional District. State Representative Pat Proctor, chair of the House Elections Committee, will join us to discuss the mechanics of removing Biden from the ballot here in Kansas if he drops or is forced out of the presidential race. And we'll continue our 2024 candidate profiles with a conversation with Kyler Sweely, Republican candidate for Kansas House District 102. And, of course, we'll be taking your calls at 316-869-1330. Well, on Thursday, we celebrated the 248th birthday of our great nation. And for all the leftists and media elites who just love to tell us Republicans are about to nominate a convicted felon in 10 days, just to remind them, the founding fathers would have been considered traitors and felons, too, if felons were, you know, felonies were able to be charged back then. But they were certainly considered traitors. I'm here to remind you tonight that our nation stands at a crossroads. As we celebrate our nation's birthday, we as a country are at a crossroads where the very essence of what it means to be American is under assault. The left, with their woke agenda and socialist fantasies, are chipping away at the bedrock of our society. But fear not, because we are the guardians of American exceptionalism, of patriotism, and traditional values, those things that make America great, and hopefully will make America great again. As Thomas Paine once said, these are the times that try men's souls, and how fitting those words are today as we witness an unprecedented attack on our liberties, on the things that we cherish, the values and traditions that we hold most dear. The left would have you believe that America is inherently flawed, that our history is one of oppression and injustice and racism. They seek to erase our founding principles, to rewrite our history, and to dismantle the very foundations upon which our great nation was built. But we must not falter in the face of this onslaught. We must remember the words of Ronald Reagan, who reminded us that freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. Those words ring true today as they did when he spoke them decades ago. The left's tyranny knows no bounds. They seek to silence dissent, to control speech, and to impose their radical agenda on every aspect of our lives. And make no mistake, that is their goal. And it's at the local level, the state level, and the federal level. And what is at stake here is not just politics, but the soul of America itself. We must defend our right to speak our minds, to worship freely, and to pursue happiness as we see fit. Our founding fathers fought and died for these principles. You know, those traitors. They fought for those rights, those principles, and it's our duty to preserve them for ourselves and for future generations. They understood the importance of limited government and individual liberty. I think I've heard those founding principles somewhere before. The very principles that made America exceptional. You know, the thing that Democrats hate, American exceptionalism. It is this exceptionalism that the left despises. They preach division and victimhood, seeking to tear us apart based on race and gender identity and class. They label anyone who disagrees with them as bigots or extremists, attempting to silence opposition through intimidation and fear. But we will not be silenced. We will not be cowed into submission. Now more than ever, we must reaffirm our commitment to American exceptionalism, to the values that have made America the greatest nation on the earth. We must reject the notion that our history is a stain to be erased, and instead to celebrate the courage and sacrifice of those who came before us. We'll have one of those folks who served our country on with us here later in the show. Our flag is a symbol of freedom and hope, not of oppression and hatred. The left, with their insidious woke agenda, seems to want to dismantle everything that makes America exceptional. They want to rewrite our history, redefine our values, and remake our nation in their image, but we will not let them succeed. So tonight I call on all patriots to rise up and defend America from those who would seek to destroy it. Let us remember the words of Benjamin Franklin, who said, "They who can give up essential liberty to obtain a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety." These words are relevant today as they were over two centuries ago. We must not allow political correctness or cancel culture to muzzle our voices or dictate our thoughts. We must resist the left's attempts to silence dissent and impose their Orwellian thought police upon us. We must stand firm in defense of our founding principles. Again, you know them, individual liberty, limited government, traditional values. Again, you know, I seem to recall hearing those once or twice before. America is exceptional because it was founded on the principles of freedom and liberty and opportunity. Our Constitution is a testament to the wisdom of our founding fathers, who understood the dangers of centralized power and tyranny. They crafted a system of government that protects our God-given rights and ensures that we, the people, have the final say in our destiny. So as we clean up from our 4th of July weekend revelry and hopefully sober up in time to go back to work tomorrow, let us stand firm in defense of American exceptionalism, patriotism, and traditional values. Let us reject the tyranny of the left and uphold the principles that have made our nation a beacon of hope and freedom for the world. Together, we will ensure that the flame of liberty burns bright for generations to come. We'll take a quick break, and then State Representative Pat Proctor, chair of the House Elections Committee, will be with us to discuss the mechanics of removing Biden from the ballot in Kansas if he's dropped or forced out of the presidential race. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. I love this song. I think my... A Democrat. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. This segment of the John Whitmer Show, sponsored by Americans for Prosperity Kansas. Make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org. And when you need breaking news or severe weather updates, KNSS is always here for you. Tell your legislators to keep AM radio in vehicles now. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to keep AM radio in cars. And while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, following President Joe Biden's disastrous, and that's being generous, debate performance last week, calls are growing from the Democrat Party and many in the media to replace him on the ballot. But how would that work here in Kansas? What is the latest date that he could be removed from our ballot? And even if he does get removed from the ballot here, can he also be removed from the ballot in other states? With us now to answer those questions and a few more is State Representative Pat Proctor, who chairs the House Elections Committee. Pat, thank you for joining us this evening. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, brother.
Thank you for having me. Great monologue.
Thank you.
You hit it right on the nose.
Thank you, my friend. Well, and before we start, Pat, I want to thank you. It's the first time I've had you back on the show since I resumed hosting through my little break there when I was toying with running for office, and you supported me in that campaign, and I want to thank you for supporting me. It was appreciated, my brother, my friend. Bye.
I'm sorry I won't have the honor of serving with you in the House.
Well, you know, who knows what may happen based on some voting records that may happen sooner than later, brother. Let me ask you, Pat, post-debate, only 15% of Americans believe President Joe Biden is fit to be president. That doesn't shock me. So who could blame Democrats for thinking about replacing him as their nominee? But how would that work here in Kansas?
Well, let me preface this whole conversation by saying I hope he stays on the ballot.
Me too.
Because it is the Lord's divine justice that the mainstream media and the Democrat Party lied that guy into office, and now they're stuck with him on the ballot. So I hope he stays there.
Yeah, they made their bed. Let him sleep in it.
Amen. But the short answer is they've really got until probably the 1st of September for a couple reasons. The first reason is on the 1st of September is when either party has to tell the state of Kansas, this is the electors, the six electors that we would send to the Electoral College if our candidate wins. And so they got to have, you know, those electors committed to vote for somebody. So that's the first issue. And then the second issue is because of federal law, we have to have all the ballots out to military voters 45 days before the election because they need extra time, you know, especially if they're, you know, in combat zones or whatever. And so they really practically just getting the ballots printed. We would have to have the name in by the 1st of September, maybe the 15th of September at the latest.
That's Kansas. What about other states? What's the latest dates other states could remove Joe Biden from the ballot, even if, and this is assuming he's willing to do this, because they can't remove him if he doesn't agree to it. But let's assume he's willing to do this.
Well, you know, so it's really interesting that some of the toughest deadlines for changing a candidate are in some of the most critical states. Georgia, Wisconsin, right. Nevada, those are all battleground states. And, you know, in Wisconsin, it looks like his name's on the ballot unless he dies.
That's right.
Right now. And then in Nevada, the deadline to remove his name is the end of this month on the 28th, or the end of last month on the 28th of June. So he's probably on that unless he's mentally incapacitated, which I think we saw on display. And then, you know, in Georgia, they could take his name. They could say Joe Biden's not running up to 60 days before the election, but his name stays on the ballot, and any votes for him just don't count. So they're in a spot of trouble in three very critical states if they want to remove his name from the ballot.
Well, and you have to assume as well that in multiple of these states, the state Republican parties are going to sue to keep him on the ballot. So even if they try this, parties are going to sue. Either voters might sue, state parties might sue. This is not going to be an easy process, even if they try to do that, correct?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the clock's ticking.
Right.
In Ohio, on August 7th, they have to have a name or they're not going to have a president running in the state of Ohio, which is a big state to not get electors for. So, you know, they have to make a decision like yesterday, and then if they do try to switch him out, you're absolutely right. The Republicans in those states are going to sue to keep him on the ballot because the law is the law.
We're talking with State Representative Pat Proctor, who chairs the House Elections Committee. The other issue here, I mean, there's really two. The money is an issue. If they were to replace Joe with anyone other than Kamala Harris, a vast majority of that money they wouldn't get access to because that money's been only raised by Joe and Kamala, correct? So if they tried to put, you know, Governor Whitmer, by the way, no relation, or or Gavin Newsom or somebody on there, that money they couldn't get access to, correct?
Oh, yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, you know, and there's limits on how much he could give back to the Democrat Party, too.
Right.
So he's sitting on a pot of money that they can't spend. And, you know, since they started all this lawfare with President Trump, he's raking in the dough. And so whoever's on the ballot, they're going to be at a disadvantage.
Well, and I think the optics of replacing an African-American female with the white guy from California is still terrible if that's the direction they chose to go. I personally, people have been asking me about this, and maybe it's because I've been involved in politics going on 30 years, but I don't think they're going to do it. If you had to guess, do you think likelihood that they will actually replace Joe, or do you think this is the horse they ride and they're going to ride him in? What do you think?
Yeah. You know, I've given up predicting the future a long time ago, but I'll tell you, you know, speaking of the Lord's divine justice, Kamala Harris is vice president of the United States because Democrats have worshiped at the altar of identity politics.
True, yes.
They said, you know, hell or high water, it's going to be an African-American female as the vice president. You know, qualifications be damned. That's who's going to be the candidate. And now they can't jump over her and put somebody else in front of her. So I think you're right. I think they're going to have to ride this plane right into the ground.
Well, and her favorabilities are actually lower than Joe's. So you can replace him with her. I don't think that gets you any better. I really don't think that this is a choice between a rock and a hard place as far as I'm concerned. If you're a Democrat, and I mean, if it's me, I'd rather vote for a potted plant than either of them. But I'm somewhat biased in this issue. So, Pat, I know you're one of, I mean, obviously every state rep and state senator are up for election this year. I know you're running for reelection. You've been out door knocking. I know you. I know you work hard. If what are you hearing on the doors up there in your neck of the woods? Are folks motivated? Are people getting ready to vote yet? What are you hearing?
You know, I got one of the toughest districts in the state. I'm the first Republican reelected in my district since 1997, if that gives you an idea how hard I got to work in my district. But, you know, what I'm concerned about now is a lot of Republicans think this thing's in the bag.
No.
Like, oh, you know, they say after that debate performance, you know, Donald Trump's got it all sewn up. And I'm just begging every single person at the door, you know, do not rest on your laurels. You know, we have got to turn out We've got to get out and vote if we want this thing to, you know, we want to turn this country around and we want to save this country before it's too late.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right there. We can't afford to sit on our duffs and take this for granted. We do have to get out. We have to make phone calls. We have to knock doors. And we have to donate. If folks are interested, if they want to help you, I know you are one of those races that Laura Kelly and her $2 million PAC are probably targeting. If they want to help you, if they want to door knock, if they want information, they can find it at PatProctor4KS, and that's the number 4, PatProctor4KS.com, correct?
Yeah, that's right. I'm not just targeted by our governor. I'm one of the targeted seats by national Democrats because they're trying to break our supermajority, and we're only two people away from not having a supermajority. So, if I don't go back there, we're going to be hurting to get anything passed in the last 2 years of the Laura Kelly regime.
Well, Pat, we need you up there. We need to send you back up there. And if there's anything we could do for you down here, you let us know. We'll be there for you, brother.
No, thank you very much. And thanks for covering this topic. It's really important.
Of course, my friend. Thank you again. Thanks again for joining us, my friend.
No, thank you.
We'll take a quick break. And when we return, we'll continue our 2024 candidate profiles with a conversation with Kyler Sweeley, Republican candidate for House District 102. That's an opportunity for us to swing a district. It's currently held by a Democrat. Studio lines are open 316-869-1330. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Hopefully you already listened to KNSS on your way to work. By the way, do so tomorrow. I'll be here filling in for Steve. But have you tried listening before you head out with the free Audacy app? You can simply download Audacy, that's A-U-D-A-C-Y, and search for KNSS for your news, weather, and traffic updates whenever you need them. And, of course, while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and True Social pages, and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, every election cycle, we try and bring you as many candidates running for local, federal, and state office as we can to give you the opportunity to hear from them yourselves. If you'd like to hear from anyone in particular, let us know. We'll do our best to invite them on the show. That being said, joining us now is Kyler Sweely. He is a Republican candidate for Kansas House District 102. This seat in Hutchinson is currently held by Liberal Democrat Jason Probst. This is one opportunity for us to swing a district. This guy is a radical lib. We want to take him out if we can. It's considered one of the best chances Republicans have of swinging a blue seat red this fall. Sweely is a young veteran of the U.S. Army who deployed twice overseas, worked during the last 2024 legislative session as an administrative assistant to the House Transportation and Public Safety Budget Committee. He joins us this evening. Kyler, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
Thanks, John. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, okay, I got to ask. I mean, you've been up there. You've seen the sausage making firsthand. Why? Why after when? I mean, some of these folks, I have them in here. I talk to them. They're naive. They don't know what it's like. You've now seen it firsthand. After seeing it, why would you want to subject yourself to that nonsense? It can't be for the money, because even though they got a pay raise, it still ain't worth the money.
You know, it's a tough place, especially to work in, and you know, see all the things. Especially when you're there, it's very eye opening to see the problems that are.
Yeah,
down there,
and you're living at the Ramada in a concrete cinder block room with 1970s shag carpet. It ain't worth it, brother. Trust me.
It's a very eye opening experience for sure. You know, we can all agree there's a lot of problems in Topeka. There's
and you've already served your country, man. I mean, you just feel it's a calling?
I do. I mean, my parents always told me to stand up for what's right and what I believe in. And, you know, that's why I joined the Army, and that's why I'm running right now.
Well, I appreciate that. I respect that. And by the way, thank you for your service.
Thank
I appreciate
you
that. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Let me ask this. Let me tackle the elephant in the room. See what I did there, Phil? By the way, the elephant in the room. Yeah. Okay. Give me points for that. A little check mark for that. Your residency was challenged. Typically, this is some, you know, leftist or Democrats that'll do this. According to media reports, you moved from Harvey County to Reno County. Oh my God. How dare you? Before the filing deadline, the objections board rejected the residency complaint against you. So let me just get this out. Do you live in the district?
I 100% live in Hutchinson.
Okay.
The 102nd district of Kansas.
I will tell you, having gone through this nonsense myself and seen a lot of these cases, that 90% of the time this is well, I was going to say, I'll say bullpucky will be nice. And most voters care about tax codes more than zip codes. But, I mean, you live in the district. What was the purpose? I mean, is this just ways to get you off the ballot, basically?
I mean, to me, it looks pretty simple. I mean, whenever you're threatened by someone or you think policies, you know, their stances on policy are better, you're scared of your opponents. I think that we see it in D.C. We've seen it in Topeka before. The easiest thing to do is get somebody off the ballot. You don't have to answer the hard questions. You can just fight this whole thing, you know, as much as they did. And, you know, I was confirmed by a nonpartisan panel, and it was unanimous 3-0. So,
see, there's another GOP candidate in the race. You have a primary. Why do you consider yourself better positioned? We're going to reach out to him. Hopefully we can have him on the show soon. Why do you consider yourself better positioned to take on Jeff Probst than he is?
You know, I've seen it. You know, I've seen all the processes. I've worked up in it, so I see the legislations that's passed in the last couple of years. So I've been very involved. I go to a lot of events and everything like that. And I see a district that's not represented by somebody that actually believes in the district. He believes in himself, indebted to the Democratic Party.
You know, seen it. I know his voting record. Yeah.
So, I mean, he likes to say that he's a moderate, but, you know, the voting record shows he's not. And,
Moderates don't vote to let boys play in girls' sports. I mean, let's just start right there.
Grown men in little girls' bathrooms isn't, you know, it's not okay in any situation. And he stands behind that vote, but he doesn't go back to the vote or to the district. And, you know, he doesn't speak up about that. You know, he lets it slide under the radar. He's a journalist. He's a blogger or whatever. And, you know, he doesn't talk about that type of stuff.
It's all too often you'll see guys that go to Topeka, vote one way, and then come home and campaign another way. And we'll get to that. Uh-huh. The legislature, they just ended the special session. They handled the star bonds. They handled tax reform. You saw it firsthand. Mm-hmm. Had you been there, let's say you're in the big leather chair instead of doing the hard lifting. Let's say you'd been in the big leather chair. How would you have voted on those bills?
On the tax cuts, I absolutely would have voted for the tax.
Yeah, it was an easy vote.
Yeah, for sure. I'll vote for any tax cut while in Topeka. However, I don't believe that the tax bill went far enough.
I agree with you.
Yeah, Kansas is sitting on billions of dollars of taxpayer money, and Biden's inflation is crushing Kansas families. We need to send people to Topeka that will push back against the radical Laura Kelly and her political aims, and that's what we'll do. That's what I'll do in Topeka.
How about the star bonds, Bill? What was your thoughts on that one?
When I look at economic incentive packages, the first thing I want to ask is, what's in it for my district? Hutchinson has been abandoned for years by Laura Kelly and her Department of Commerce. The 102nd District is one of the lowest income districts in the state. I think it's time for Hutch to have a representative to ask, where is our economic incentive package?
Yeah, I come to think of it, I haven't heard of him really doing anything to bring revenue, to bring incentives, economic growth, anything back to Hutch. He rails a lot. He protests a lot. Poses Laura Kelly a lot, but I really haven't seen Jason Probst do anything for Hutch. We're talking with Kyler Sweely, Republican candidate for House District 102. As you know, I served in the House for two terms, and I think it's only a matter of time. I've been through the legislative process, particularly school funding. Mm. How do you feel schools are funded? Do you think they're adequately funded? I think it's only a matter of time before they sue us again for more money, but do you think K-12 schools are adequately funded? What are your thoughts on school funding?
Our schools are now fully funded, and the courts have agreed that they are. But the legislator needs to do a better job making sure that money bypasses the administration buffet line and make sure that it actually makes it into the classroom.
Yeah.
Where studies show it has the most direct impact on the education of children.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's been the problem, I think, in the past, where they're not funneling that money properly into the classroom, into teacher pay. And accountability needs to be the biggest issue as far as I'm concerned, is let's make sure that we're holding them then accountable for how they're spending that money. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Kyler Sweely, Republican candidate for House District 102. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. Phil, you're doing a great job on the music tonight, by the way. Very good. Very nice. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. This segment of the John Whitmer Show, sponsored by Americans for Prosperity Kansas. Make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org. Need to stay informed with the free Odyssey app. You can get the best breaking news possible from KNSS on the go. From Wichita's biggest stories to weather and traffic updates you need to keep up to date, it's now all on the go with KNSS and always live on the free Odyssey app. Just download the Odyssey app today and search KNSS to get started. We're continuing our conversation now with with Kyler Sweely, Kansas State House contestant, Republican House candidate, rather, for House District 102. Let's cover a few basic party platform issues. Kyler, you're obviously registered Republican. Where do you stand on our party platform on basic issues like, I'll ask about the Second Amendment. You served in the Army. I can imagine where you are on guns. Where do you stand on Second Amendment, the right to life, things like that?
I'm a very pro-life. I support the Second Amendment fully. I didn't risk my life fighting for our rights overseas just to come home and see them eroded. I'll stand up for our Second Amendment rights every time I get in Topeka, and I'll never run and hide from a vote that protects those rights.
Yeah, as I recall, that has been an issue with your opponent, not your Republican opponent, but your Democrat opponent. I think he tries to avoid those votes, which, I'll give credit to my former colleague, Brandon Whipple, who was a Democrat in the House that I served with. At least he took those votes. Mm-hmm. He had a squishy district, but even though he was a Democrat, he was willing to take those votes. And I always admired the Democrats that were willing to say, hey, I'm going to stand on my principles. Democrats that won't take those votes are just, it's weak. It's cowardly. Stand up on your principles. If you're anti-gun, then at least stand on it and take the hits.
Yeah. I mean, for any representative, both sides, whatever side of the aisle you're on, I mean, you're there to stand up and vote, and you're there to show your opinion and what the district needs. And for anyone to walk out of a vote, I just think it's unacceptable for sure.
It's weak. It shows a weakness. And you're right. It shows that you're not giving true representation to your constituents, because they send you there to represent them. Uh-huh. All of them.
Yeah.
Not just the Democrats, or you've got to represent all of them. And if your district happens to be, you know, Republican or 50-50, just because the governor doesn't want you to vote one way, you're not there to represent the governor. You're there to represent your constituents. Yeah. Social issues have become somewhat controversial in Topeka. I don't think so, but you know, the press does. Over the last few years, where do you stand on things like protection of women's and girls' sports? That was another issue that your opponent clearly doesn't want people to know where he votes on.
Yeah, he's never been very public about it, obviously. And this is the area that you'll see a lot of disagreements between Jason Probst and myself. You know, he believes that, you know, grown men should be in little girls' bathrooms. He thinks that men should be in women's sports. And, you know, child transgender care, you know, that's okay. And, you know, somebody can't vote till 18, but, you know, they can get a life-changing surgery and, you know, at 10 years old or whatever it is. And it's the same type of stuff. And he's not going to talk about it. He's going to run away from it anytime it comes up. You know, I think it's disgusting for sure. I mean, he's there to represent and not hide behind his votes, and that's exactly what he does.
I was going to ask you about the bill the governor vetoed restricting the use of state funds to promote gender transitioning or treating, you know, children whose gender identity is considered, you know, inconsistent with the child's sex. And again, we're not talking about adults. If you're an adult and you want to do this to yourself, you want to, you know, chop something off or add something to you, knock yourself out. It's a free country. But children, that's a whole separate issue. I don't know. I'm sure you know Probst's vote on this, but I'm sure it's another one that he probably doesn't want his constituents to know.
Yeah. So the bill was a ban to do this medical treatments.
Right, because it's on minors.
Yeah, hormonal treatments, gender realignment, everything like that. And it was a ban, the bill was, from the Republican side, obviously, and he voted against the ban. So obviously he thinks it's okay for, you know, kids to have life-changing surgeries at whatever age, and he just sticks behind that. Whatever the government or whatever the governor says, he's going to fall in line. Whatever the liberals, the Democrats are saying, he can't vote against them, because then he'll be, you know, voted out of office or out fundraised or whatever it is. They're just going to go against him.
Well, he's following orders.
He's indebted for sure.
He does what he's told. When Laura Kelly calls, it's like the dog whistle. She whistles. He, you know, how high do I need to jump? What do I need to do? Yes, ma'am. And that's what he does. It's fine. It's what happens on the other side of the aisle. We're talking with, I'm fairly critical of some of the Democrats in Topeka. We're talking with Kyler Sweetley, who's a Republican candidate for House District 102. Marijuana legalization's come up a couple of times. The House has tackled it. They passed a medical marijuana bill, which I support the idea of medical marijuana as long as it's properly regulated and, you know, prescribed by a doctor and distributed through a pharmacy. I imagine it's going to come up again, especially now that the Senate has gone through an election cycle. They won't be so quite as afraid to pass it next time. Where do you stand on medical or recreational legalization of marijuana?
You know, this is one of the biggest topics in the state for sure. I mean, every state around us, you know, bordering us has medicinal, and most of them have recreational. So, I mean, I would support a conservative medical marijuana bill. You know, I think there are positives to it. You know, I don't want to go full regalia right off the bat to anything recreational or anything like that. But, you know, with the benefits we see in anything medicinal like that, I think it's worth it. You know, as long as it's regulated right and, you know, as long as the bill sits up right and it's correct, I mean, I could be for it. For sure.
I know a lot of veterans have had this issue. I think that's one of the areas that really veteran care really plays into that. And as a veteran yourself, you've probably seen some need for this.
Uh-huh. You know, just like the veteran thing, you know, PTSD and all the, you know, stressors of stuff like that. And, you know, it's cancer research and stuff like that. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff, epilepsy, you know, and, you know, I think there could be some benefits to that. So we'll see.
It's kind of deviating a little bit. I mentioned it briefly in the bio. You deployed twice. Is that right? Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah. So I enlisted in the United States Army at 19 years old, you know, left behind a lot in Kansas. You know, all my friends are going to college, partying, and, you know, I left my family behind. But, you know, it's a hard thing to understand the decision to do that. You know,
what prompted you to join? Was family members? Were they in the military?
I don't know. I don't come from a real military type background or anything like that. But you know, as a boy or as a younger kid, I always had that drive to serve, and you know, I always wanted to be in the military. And then, you know, things kind of died down in the Middle East in the later teen years and last couple of years. But you know, it kind of picked up in 16 and 17 when I was, you know, possible the age of, you know, joining. And it got to a point that, you know, one day it was too much. And I thought that I was too able to serve and too able bodied. And, you know, I made a decision. It was the easiest decision of my life. And it was the greatest honor of my life every day to wake up and wear that flag on my shoulder.
Where were you deployed?
So we initially deployed. I attended basic training in Georgia. And then within a month of exiting basic training, I was on a plane to, you know, the Middle East, leaving American soil for potentially the last time. We had a staging deployment in Kuwait. So that's where a lot of stuff is before you move north or anything more combat related. So I was in Kuwait, and then we moved into the Jordanian and Syrian border. And that's where we, you know, were most of the time. That's the type of stuff that we were dealing with and stuff like that.
So I've talked to other vets. I've interviewed a lot of vets on this show. I got a soft spot for vets, mainly because both my father and my stepfather served in the military. My stepfather, before he passed, was the oldest living Marine in Wichita. He retired and served in World War II.
Yeah.
Was a lieutenant colonel in Marine Corps World War II. So I commend you for your service. Yeah. Thank you again for your service. I understand you served in combat. So yeah. I want to give folks an opportunity if they want to help you, if they want to support you, because it matters. Mm. If they want to get involved, if they want more information on your campaign, if they want to volunteer or donate,
yeah,
which is also important because you do have a contested race.
Yeah.
They can visit KylerSweely.com, correct?
Yes, sir.
So look at, see, I mean, that right there, that tells you the guy's a vet, the guy served. I do ask all candidates, and I believe it's important that we elect solid Republicans this fall. Set aside the fact you hope to win, you expect to win.
Yeah.
Will you support the Republican nominee? I think you're going to, as opposed to Jason Probst. But if you don't survive the primary, you will support your Republican opponent in the general?
Yeah, I've had a lot of talks with my opponent in the primary. And I was very vocal at our Reno County GOP forum that I will support whoever our winning candidate is in the primary. I've talked to him. I mean, you know, I think we can come to the agreement that we're both going to support each other. And, you know, it's not about me and him beating each other up or anything like that. It's, you know, getting the best Republican in there to see if we can switch this or change the seat for sure.
Well, and
get better representation.
Like I said, we'll try. I'm going to reach out to him and try and get him on the show soon, hopefully as early as next week.
Uh-huh.
And we'll have a very similar conversation with him. Again, Kyler, I appreciate you. Thank you again for joining. If folks want more information, if they want to volunteer or donate, they can visit KylerSweely.com. You know, you've been up there. You've seen what the committee process is like. I have no idea why you want to subject yourself to this, but especially someone who's already served our country, I appreciate your willingness to serve, my friend. So I appreciate you again for your willing to throw your name in the hat.
Yeah, well, I appreciate being on here, and thank you so much.
We'll take a quick break, and then coming up after the top of the hour break, Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach will be with us to discuss how his office recently won a preliminary injunction against the Biden administration and their implementation of their Title IX transgender regulations. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.